All right, that was a little bit of Garbage Dreams. This is live on Thunderbird Radio Hell on CITR 101.9 FM, CITR.ca, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam Territory in Vancouver. Sorry for the delay, but now we're ready. The band is ready to go. Very excited right now. Live in studio with us, we have Milk.
Ba 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 ba
for the lovers out there. Just trying to get by. Sometimes I feel okay.
see. Dried up like an old sea star. Why'd you have to leave me here inside your hot car? Sometimes a cigar is just a flower. Passed out from the hippie flip. Wanna be the kind of guy who goes skinny dipping. Now you hit your head, kid, there ain't no telling.
Songs we wrote down, and those are the ones we're going to play. Damn, there's just a huge crowd here right now. They're taking all their shirts off for us. Empty mode I feel.
Busty boys standing in the crowd. Grab bass and will and laugh. Always made me sad. I walk on by and I tip my hat. But I could never really live like that. Well, I'm a victim of the same.
Guitar for you.
this town. Lay my head back down.
Jay Arner on the bass.
Thank you.
Available on dog search engine Spotify.
You remember the time when you were warm.
That was Milk, everybody. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, CITR.ca, live from Thunderbird, Radio Hell. I'm Ben. Do not go anywhere. I will be back with the band to chat about a few things when we get back. Enjoy these fantastic messages.
That's the sound of a goal scored in Goalball, a Paralympic sport designed for the blind and supported by UBC Vision Health volunteers. Players rely on their sense of hearing and touch rather than sight to play this fast-paced sport. Learn how you can play Goalball or get involved in other fun and meaningful volunteer opportunities supporting the blind and visually impaired community with UBC Vision Health volunteers.
Get trained to work one-on-one with an individual or with a group through our music therapy program and other volunteer programs. Participate in events spreading awareness about vision health and blindness.
Join UBC Vision Health volunteers through our Facebook page or email us at visionhealthvolunteers@gmail.com.
The UBC Women in Science Club provides support for female undergraduates in science fields. Our club has three pillars: mentorship, building community, and connecting people. We offer networking events with alumni, professional development workshops, as well as an ongoing mentorship program to support students through challenges that arise for women pursuing careers in science.
Tune in every Tuesday afternoon from 1 to 2 p.m. for the Community Living Show. Join host Michael, Kelly, and friends on CITR 101.9 FM and also online at www.citr.ca for the Community Living Show, right after the morning after show.
Look at that guy's beard. What's he got on his head?
Hey, buddy, we don't want your type here.
Yeah, what are you, some kind of terrorist?
Hey, be nice, okay? This bus is a safe harbor. This man deserves respect, doesn't everybody?
What would you do if you were this witness? Safe Harbor Respect for All provides diversity workshops across Canada with funding from the Government of Canada. Visit safeharbor.ca. Respect for all. Pass it on.
I am Neetu Da, and I am the host of Convictions and Contradictions, otherwise known as CEC. And if you look in your car, your phone, your computer, or whatever device you're using to listen to this, you know that I mean that ironically. Listen in every other Thursday at 8 a.m. to the only radio show that's ever been subtitled. Probably.
Crimes and Treasons Radio, this is Riff Raff. Every Tuesday, from 9 to 11 p.m. on 101.9 FM with Relly Rails and Jules Andre Brown.
At Dunkin' Donuts, each and every
radio show
is brewed fresh and served fresh at the peak of its flavor. If you're a tough customer, only the taste of this
radio show
will do. So go ahead, let Dunkin' Donuts make your
radio experience
exquisite.
Indeed.
Dunkin' Donuts, serving sweet treats from the pop underground. Thursdays, noon to 1.
And Treasons Radio, this is Riff Raff. Every Tuesday from 9 to 11 p.m. on 101.9 FM.
Yes, yes, you and I rocking with the best, 101.9 CITR Radio. Crimes and Treasons, this is your boy Just Blaze. Right now you're rocking with Jules Andre Brown, Rolly Rails, Jamal Steels, and Horsepower. You know what it is, right?
Yo, it's Iron Sue, man. I want to shout out Crimes and Treasons Radio, man. CITR 101.9, man. Turn up, turn up, turn up.
The Leo Ramirez Show at CITR, Mondays from 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. El show de Leo Ramirez en CITR, lunes de 5 a 6 de la tarde.
Hey, you're listening to Live from the Liberate Radio Hell on CITR. I am Ben. I am now joined in the studio by the band that just played live in the other lounge studio, Milk. Welcome.
Hello.
Hello. Oh, thank you.
Thank you for being on the show. That sounded fantastic.
Thank you. Thanks for having us and putting up with me forgetting things.
Oh, you're not the first and won't be the last. That's why we built in extra time and all that stuff. But it was worth it. It was absolutely worth it. Thanks so much for coming in. Do you maybe want to quickly introduce yourself for people out there in Radioland?
Hi, I'm Akane. I play drums.
Hello, my name's Tom. I'm in Milk, and I play guitar.
Yeah. Oh, I'm Hal, and I play guitar and also the pedal steel guitar, like a different guitar.
Perfect. And tonight you're joined by Mr. Jay Arner, who is also doing
sound. Hey, I'm Jay, and I play the bass guitar sometimes.
Jokeman Jay.
But you have another member normally?
Logan Holmes.
Who could, unfortunately couldn't make it tonight.
Big boy Logan.
Yeah, he has beautiful a boy. Pressing engagement.
Pressing, yeah, and Jay filled in and sounded great. Can we talk a bit about the band you formed after Watermelon or Watermelon morphed into
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it just turned into that because just had a ton of, it's had like a lot of personnel changeover, and then eventually I just started a new thing.
And that was like 2 years ago, pretty much, right? Or more than that.
Yeah,
I think it was 2 years ago.
2016.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. That sounds about right.
Does it feel like you've been Milk for a while, or it seems still like a new? Does this seem like a new thing, or still, or no?
No, this is like more. I don't know. I guess I'm like more serious about this or something. Or, yeah.
I feel like we've done a lot more as Milk than we ever did. Yeah, as Watermelon.
I've done more stuff with this band. I guess like I had an album with Watermelon that I recorded in 2014, and I didn't even. Right. I just sat on it.
Are you more serious? Is this just the way it turns out, or is there a change, or you feel like the music you want to write, or just something that
that
just happened?
I think it was that I had a lot of. I don't know, just like learning about being in a band and like, I don't know, it's like that whole process of like going through your 20s, like early 20s, and being in a band and having, things go wrong. And I don't know, feeling like, I think maybe Milk, I was intending it to be more like self-reliant.
Intending for things not to go wrong.
Yes, that's true. And also, yeah, I guess I wanted it to be a project where it was like, I'm glad it's like a pretty solid band now. I think when I envisioned it at first, I was just like, this is just my vehicle and whoever is around can, but I think it's like becoming more of an actual band all the time, which is good.
We're an actual band.
Now. Yeah. That looks like it and sounded like it.
Yep.
And there's an album a new album that's came out maybe about a month and a half ago,
pretty close.
Yeah, about right.
Beginning of December.
Mattress Ranch is the name of the record. Also, some Jay Arner involvement.
Yeah. Oh yeah, a lot of Jay Arner involvement. Well, he produced it or engineered it or whatever you want to say. But his input was super critical. So he's like a big part of how it sounds. I think
Jay Arner's our fifth.
Although he's not, he's a very not intrusive producer, but I think
he's really good
at sneaks it in.
Yeah, like he does. He makes you feel like it was your idea, but he makes you do things, and you're like, "Wow, I'm so smart."
Yeah,
like that pedal steel. Like I had bought that thing a month before we recorded, I think, and was like just picked it up, and it was fine, but he made it sound great on the record, I think. And it's very deceptive as to
it sounded really good tonight too.
Well, I've been playing it for a while now, but back then I was really just making it up.
It's a way harder instrument than I can play slide guitar. It's just guitar with slide. That's not what pedal steel is, though.
No,
it's actually like a weird piano guitar that makes little sense, and you have to use your feet.
Yeah, it's more like playing. I feel more like I'm playing piano than guitar with that. Which right. I play piano pretty well, so I think maybe that helped me pick it up.
Yeah. What made you buy it? I heard there's maybe a story now.
It's
heavy also, that's another thing.
If I knew how heavy it was, I'd never would have bought it.
Because you were bringing it in, and it was in a little, it's in a box, but it's cute. Like, everything fits just in a regular small.
Yeah, well, But the problem is the handle fell off the box.
Oh, right, I would assume it's at
the Vogue. And, like, it's like carrying a fucking, carrying a dang cinder block around with no handle, you know? Like,
yeah. Sorry for cutting off, but where did you see it or how?
No, I'd wanted one for a long time. Yeah. I like country and Western music, and that's a pretty big part. And then one day I just was like, no, I'm doing it. I'm going to buy one. And I called Rufus Guitars in 10th and Alma there, and they happened to have one there, which incidentally formerly belonged to Geddy Lee of Rush.
Right. Yeah.
And it's full of Rush vibes.
Yeah, awesome. It's got
serious mojo.
Yeah.
Rock and roll history, baby. Yeah.
And now Milk has been described as the Rush of country. Rush
That's accurate.
Our pedal steel is the most famous member of our band.
Yeah. We like both kinds of music. Yeah. Country and prog. Yeah.
Prog and progressive.
Is there any identifiable Geddy Lee? Like, you didn't put his name, or like, you know?
Well, he played it. Yeah. So here's the thing with Geddy Lee. He, I assume, just sees things and buys them. He's like, that's kind of cool.
I can't wait for this.
Yeah. Because he played it on one track on one of his, on a solo album he put out in the 90s.
Yeah.
And it's so dumb because he doesn't use the pedals or anything. He just strums it. And like a pedal steel is 10 strings. It's not tuned to an Oakman chord like a lap steel. It sounds really dumb if you just strum it, but that's what he did. So,
you're right.
Yeah, he didn't. I assume he just bought it, strummed it, never figured out how to put the pedals on, and sold it.
What? What a noob! Whoa,
it was too heavy for him. It was just like,
yeah, it is really heavy, and he's a slight man.
He could, imagine that. Imagine him carrying that around.
Kenny Lee hasn't picked up an instrument.
He just had it on his back.
Well, I guess, he would have roadies, though, I guess. He would have, 15 people.
I heard Rush has no roadies.
That's why they're also
the legend of Rush.
It's just all the drums.
You see Neil Peart's trousers?
Yeah, I know. It's just all he just wears, I don't know.
It's like a suit of armor made of drums.
Yeah.
He's like a Mega Man villain or something.
Maybe it's part... Or it could be like part of the van. It just built in, it drives the set of drums into.
These are all really good ideas.
Yeah, it hits like a ramp and flies onto the stage.
Yeah,
that's awesome. Going back, to the Mattress Ranch is it a reference I'm missing?
There's a mattress. Well, there's a Mattress Ranch that I don't know if they raise them there.
Oh yeah, they're all free range
on the I-5. You drive by it, if you go to Seattle.
They're grass fed.
I would always just whenever we're driving, I would, because I'm constantly I don't like most band names. I had just the dickens of a time coming up with a band name I didn't hate, and not a band name. That's an album name. Sorry. Yeah. Milk is it's neutral.
But album name is also, but it's also
the same
like a song.
Titles. Right? Yeah, titles in general. Yeah. That's what I meant.
Really like to keep it cow themed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Food milk. Themed.
Yeah. Or I used to play
it's always things.
Soft serve.
Yeah.
It's always things I'm driving past. And, kind of like Sleater-Kinney. I had one I wanted to call a band, a grunge band, that D's Slew.
Oh, yeah.
That's just an ugly series of letters.
Yeah.
That sounds like Slew.
Well, those bridges you drive through, in Live Washington, always have, funny, interesting names.
Like Popgum Road.
I don't remember that one.
Popgum Road.
It's there.
Yeah. One I like to talk to you about was last year? End of last year, you opened up for Calpurnia.
Which was
sounds like it's a fun show. I saw some pictures. Garbage Dreams played on that set, too. So that's where I saw a lot of the photos. I assume it seems very fun and exciting. For people who don't know, one of the members from the band Calpurnia is one of the actors in the... Netflix hit Stranger Things. Is one of the
Finn Wolfhard. Nice kid.
Is he the one that went missing?
Also,
I can't remember now.
No, it's his friend.
No, he doesn't.
He's kind of the main character in Stranger Things.
I feel like he's the hero of the piece.
And then he's in
besides
it,
the cop.
Like the remake of...
Oh, yeah, I didn't see that one. Okay.
Of It.
So he's from Vancouver then? Or
Yeah, I guess they're from, those kids are all from West Van or something.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. From around here.
Nice boys and girls.
Yeah, he was had a good very time. Nice and polite and
very nice.
Introduced himself like, "Hi, I'm
shook
Finn."
Shook everyone's hand individually and was like, "I'm Finn Wolfhard, everybody." Yeah. But like in a way where, because you know, it made me think about like if you are like a celebrity and you have to introduce yourself to like someone, you don't want to just be a jerk and be like, "You know who I am."
What's but, your
like,
name? So you know who
and
I am.
So he made like such a point of being like. To every person he saw, like,
he was very sweet.
I'm not a jerk.
He was a very, very lovely guy.
They're nice kids.
We had a great time.
Yeah, how was the crowd? The crowd was into it.
They were so enthused.
I've never had a crowd be so enthusiastic and like supportive. Like they just, we came out on stage and they were just. I thought they were making fun of us because I thought they were going to be like, "Who are these olds? Get them out of here!"
Yeah.
What is that thing like? In regards to the pedal stuff,
so, but anybody be nicer
what,
to me?
What is this old man nonsense?
Why they don't know who Geddy Lee is?
Yeah, I feel like that might be a crowd that might know because they're like they're like a real like rock band for sure. Like they reminded me of like my bands in high school, except like good, like they can play and like very
and so. Yeah, so the crowd, was it mostly like people the age of the Capernaum?
I would say it was about 5,000 to 10,000 screaming 16-year-old girls who were waiting behind the venue to meet Finn.
Oh, God, yeah.
And it was his birth. That's how we found the venue, too. I was like, well, those
follow the screams.
Well, it wasn't like help or anything, but it was like...
That's a good handful.
But just like we're trying to figure out which alley to park in, and I saw like I was like that's like some like a couple of teen girls with a mom, and like one of them's wearing a leather jacket, and I was like, oh yeah, they're waiting to meet him for sure.
They were wearing a Riverdale branded leather jacket.
A Riverdale, was it like the snake guys?
Sunside Serpents. Yeah, leather jacket.
That's cool. Sick. Where do you get that?
It's too bad I wasn't wearing my Jughead hat or my Cole Sprouse pants.
Did you make any new friends from friends too, or fans or any? But like, you know, how did that?
Friends and fans are the same to me.
He sold one shirt.
Brothers,
and
family.
He also signed it. It was very cute.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. I went to my brother who's doing our merch table, and. I was like, "Well, how'd we do, bud?" And he was like, "You sold one of your old shirts." We had new shirts made for the show because we're like, "Well, I mean, like teenagers are going to buy stuff, right?" So we're like, "Might as well." And then, so we sold one of our old like shirts that Aaron Reed designed, which are very sick, but we're almost out of them. And but as we were leaving through the same alley, and someone's just like, "Milk," and I just reflexively was like. I don't feel like we're gonna get mugged, but are we gonna get mugged?
Yeah, Tom
I
was really reflexively ducked under a.
Yeah, van. I just threw a Connie at them and just kind of hit under. I climbed into a dumpster.
Like a real
but
coward.
They were, and it was just it was the kids that bought the shirt, and then they wanted it signed, and I was like, I don't know, I don't think. You do, but
did you actually say that?
Young?
Did
you no, you I was like, just like I was just like very flattered.
They
didn't
have a pen. I had to lend them my pen. We used their shirt.
We used the I don't know. Yeah,
it was very cute.
That was very nice. To,
did you just
they
put
thought
your name?
We were a real thing?
Did you just put your name, or did you say like all say something? Did you just put like all the best? I don't know what you write.
Lock on. I think I just wrote my name, which as I was writing, it was like, why would you just want like a guy? Like, shouldn't it be a message of some kind? But it was like. And like a signature that you'd write at the bank because it was in the dark on like the back of a phone I couldn't write. But you know, hey, they're gonna be billionaires one day and they'll have me to thank.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
I am. This is CITR 101.9 FM. Milk
is all CITR.
Milk is our guest tonight. If you're just joining in. You missed a fantastic live set, but you can listen to it on the podcast later on tonight. Sometime tomorrow, go to CITR.ca or RadioHell.ca. Do a search for Radio Hell. Maybe Milk. I don't think. Yeah, that might show up. It's not a very common term within the CITR website. It'll probably show up as Milk.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
I wouldn't suggest just Googling that.
Yeah.
If you look up Milk, it's white liquid.
Yeah, don't look up Milk Hell either. Cause
Milk Hell?
Thunderbird Milk Hell.
But we are going to play a quick little game. We got like five minutes left, but we should be able to squeeze this in.
Okay.
Time for our little segment we call Quiz from Hell.
Learn a little more about yourself. What kind of dog are you? Take the quiz from Hell.
Okay.
So this is a segment where we get the band to answer a bunch of questions from the internet. There is a website, kind of like Facebook, BuzzFeed. You know how these personality quiz you can take, like, what's your favorite sandwich? What's your favorite soup? How high can you jump? And then at the end,
what kind of soup are you?
Yeah, which character from Friends are you? Yeah. Anyway,
I'm a Phoebe.
So, is this what kind of dog are we?
Because of the name of the band, we're playing a game called What Kind of Milk Are You?
Oh, we were asked this question once in an elevator.
I was asked this by some crust vegans.
This will absolutely determine what kind of milk you are. So
choose.
There's no changing.
The milk of humankind.
Well, what kind of milk is the band?
Yeah, but this is going to be a bunch of questions. And then once you answer these five questions or four questions, it will it's sent to a supercomputer in San Diego. And it will calculate the results scientifically, because they have asked millions of people these questions. And anyways, they've asked all the milk in the world. So the first question, you can answer as a band or TikTok. I don't know. You have to.
Let's might discuss be quite it amongst ourselves.
So the first question is, what is your favorite use for milk? You have choices. What's your favorite use for milk? Use it for cereal, for coffee, feeding babies, just drinking it, having it with cookies, or squirting it out of a milk gun in a milk fight? Cereal, coffee,
I'd say,
I guess
babies seems... I think that's the most, just the normal way to do it.
I mean, it's
with
the most
milk.
Useful way to use
I think
milk.
That's what it's for, so.
Well, if we don't have babies.
Cookies are good also, but.
I don't need
to have babies, but it could be a zebra. Or
I like to just drink milk, too. And some people think it's gross, like a cold glass of milk. Buddy, that's a delicious beverage.
Okay.
I vote for cookies, personally.
It's a classic.
All right, cookies.
It's okay, cookies. All right. There are no wrong answers unless you choose.
Yeah, there's a couple there.
Yeah, unless you choose the mineral. I don't know milk. I don't know what milk there is.
Oh, milk of magnesia.
That's my favorite.
I have no idea what that is. Yeah. I just heard it.
You don't want to know what I use milk for, buddy.
So this is a pictorial one. So you probably have to describe it. So pick a drink. So maybe if you want to take turns, like just describing what this is.
We got hot chocolate. Little marshmallows in there, very nice. Milk with some brown stuff floating on top.
What?
That's not. No, it's. I was gonna say it's think stock, but that's the.
They're all think stock.
Okay, we got. That's a cup of coffee. You got a milkshake, a cup of tea, and a
like
a Kahlua shot thing, like a B-52 or whatever.
Yeah.
Okay.
What
beverage are?
Which one do I want?
So like hot chocolate. Yeah, what is
black
like,
black
what is
coffee?
It's like milk. Is it like a is it? What is? Yeah, is it like a?
Well, I'm not picking it. I'll tell you that.
I like
the black coffee all the way.
I like the look of that sundae or whatever it is. Milkshake.
Actually, yeah, milkshakes are good as hell.
All right.
That looks really good.
Sounds good.
Right. I can say hell on here, right?
Yep.
Cool.
Thunderbird Radio. Yeah, that's right. Thunderbird Radio ass.
Ask Thunderbird.
And this is a question I ask everyone every day. Do you like to party? Yes.
Absolutely
yes,
not.
No.
Not really.
Never. Yes, no, not really. Big time. Why I'm partying right now?
Well, I feel like we're partying right now, right? Yeah.
This is as hard as we party.
Yeah.
All right, so that's...
I got a drink in the hallway.
All right. Do you like to party with milk?
No, that sounds really. That sounds
with each other.
I know. I don't know. You can take it. You can take it as either. Nope. There's no other way to party.
This is
Question mark. I think I would actually cookie parties. Or yes.
I think this is kind of like a thing where someone gets you to Google lemon party, and you regret it. So
let's go with question mark.
Yeah, that's good.
So you say
I don't understand the question.
So wait, you say yes, or do you say
how about question mark?
Okay, question mark.
Yeah.
related, I guess.
I won't engage.
Have you?
Refuse to respond.
There's
to that
two
question.
More questions left. There's two questions left. Before we go, is there a particular milk you want to be? To be the answer, and is there one that you don't want to
be? The milk of human kindness.
Cereal milk. It milk already tastes choice. Like cereal.
Yeah. Milk of your choice, but most importantly, the milk
oh,
of
raw milk.
Raw milk?
Yeah.
No, man.
Yeah, it's no, it's good. Well, I used to own a share and I heard a dairy cattle.
Oh, milk makes you stop. Milk right. of human kindness. Right. Final answer.
Sounds good.
Milk of human
Have you ever been to a milk party?
That sounds really gross.
That's worse than the other party question. What is going on?
Yes, no, or I refuse to believe that's a real thing. My life is a milk party. I have thrown one, or I'm at the milk party right now.
I'm at the milk party right now.
How about I refuse to believe?
I don't understand the question.
All right. Last one. Estimate how much milk you could chug in a milk chugging contest. One glass, not very much, none. I would never participate in that. Half gallon or a gallon or more. What's a, yeah.
A gallon is 4 liters for you Canadians.
It's 2 liters. That's a lot.
No, nobody should do that.
I can chug 2 liters of milk.
Ugh. Why would you
Is it
want
collectively?
There's like nothing in between.
I'm good.
I know, you can do it collectively.
Okay, it's just me chugging it because no one else wants to. I'm going to say a half gallon.
Okay.
Yeah, give him a half gallon, I guess.
A half gallon of milk.
Yeah.
All right. We're playing, if you're just joining us, I'm with the band Milk, and we're playing a game called What Kind of Milk Are You? Six questions are answered. Answered. And what kind of milk do you think? You got almond milk.
Almond milk. That was what I was going for.
Squeezed right out of an almond.
It's the only one I use.
It says, you're so cool. How are you this cool? It isn't fair. You're just one of those cool people everyone is jealous of.
It's a good quiz.
We'll never be like you.
I can't stand almond milk.
They won't. They won't be like me. And they'll be like Al, unfortunately. So,
and also, unfortunately, we're completely out of time. It's coming up to 11 o'clock. Coming up next is copy and paste. Please go anywhere. But milk. Any website is I have it.
Milk. Bandcamp.com.
We're on the Bandcamp. We just put our stuff up on Spotify also. So do use that to get it maybe.
Oh, just keep it on loop on Spotify. We'll buy a 5 cent candy in your honor.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you go to the Bandcamp, there's link to like the Facebook and
up on
some. And we're
going to
put up some actual merch soon. You know, all the stuff that bands do.
Sweet.
Thanks so much for coming.
Yeah, thanks.
Any like announcements for spring? Or is this, go to our website.
Yeah, we have a couple of shows this
Neutrals
month. Neutrals are in for spring. Okay.
The drink?
What's the coming next show, if you remember?
January 19th with Dadweed, Laverne. No, wait, Laverne?
Yeah, at Black Lab.
At
the Black Lab on the 19th?
Yeah, I think so. I think that's right. Unless that's the Static Jupiter one.
We will be there.
Yeah, I'm going to get beaten up.
Just go to the Milk website. If you do a search for Milk Vancouver Band, I believe that will show up. Still.
It will.
Yeah, if you go Milk Vancouver, it's like the BC Dairy.
Milk-YVR also.
Why would they do that?
I don't know.
Black Lab, January 18th, 8 p.m., Dadweed, Primp, Laverne, and Milk, 8 p.m.
Just
don't
follow us on Instagram. Yeah.
Black Lab, Ask a Punk.
Milk, thank you so much for coming in. Thanks, Jay Arner, for playing in your band and also setting up for sound.
Yeah.
Our show, this
That's
show
my
is...
boy.
This show is preempted next week for 24 hours of radio art. And speaking of the band Laverne will be the band coming to play on the show in 2 Thursdays' time, whatever Thursday the...
2 weeks from today, is it?
Something. Thank you so much. This has been
fun.
Thanks,
man. Always a pleasure.
I knew I had a problem.
I tried.